Hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Hello, lucky girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to have you here. I am stoked for this episode. I'm so excited. I have been really planning this episode out because I think this is a very, very important episode and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Before we fully get into this episode, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, stay up to date on everything podcast. We talk about our weekly recaps. We talk about Lucky Girl segments, anything podcast ever, updates, anything like that. It will be on the Instagram, which is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is LuckyGirlPod. Lucky Girl Pod. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on the Lucky Girl's life. Everything that I do, from my outfits to my lifestyle, I love sharing my life with you guys. If you want to follow that, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. It is LexiGPrieto. Once again, that is LexiGPrieto. And the greatest thing about my handle, I got really lucky, is it's the same across all my social media platforms. So Lexi G Prieto for TikTok, as well as YouTube, as well as Pinterest. If you really want to follow me on Pinterest, I am chronically on Pinterest, actually. I love being there. It is such a safe space on the corner of the internet. I love it. Anyways, now that we have those out of the way, let's give a quick synopsis of what this episode is going to be about. So welcome to the art of rest and relaxation. As I said in the beginning, I feel like this is going to be a very, very important episode because I feel as though there's going to be an episode that some of us have needed to hear for a very long time, but, you know, we just haven't heard it yet. So this episode is all about the downfall of grind culture. I know we live in a day and age where it's like work, work, work. You have to grind, rise and grind. Like whatever you do, don't give up. Don't take no breaks, no rest days, you know. And this grind culture we have come to know as something that's quite normal in our society, especially, you know, in like American society, it is so easy to spot that people are just always like, you have to keep going, you have to go, keep working, which has its successes and its downfalls, which we will talk about. But I wanted this episode to be a reminder to you guys that you are allowed to take breaks, you are allowed to rest, you're allowed to relax. And that is exactly what this episode is going to be about. It's about the downfall of grind culture and how to allow yourself the best, most nurturing life possible by resting. So now that we have that synopsis out of the way, let's go ahead and hop into our Lucky Girl segments of the week. So if you're new to the Lucky Girl podcast, first of all, hi, thank you so much for being here. I hope that this podcast becomes your built-in bestie and you're able to create your dream life just by listening to me. Once again, my name is Lexi. It is so nice to meet you. We do these Lucky Girl segments every week for a multitude of reasons. The main reason being, like I said, I want to be your built-in internet bestie. I want to be the person who holds your hand through all the stuff we go through. You know, I love nothing feels more fulfilling to me than when I get a DM from you guys or somebody reaches out and they're like, this episode is exactly what I needed to hear because I'm going through X, Y, and Z. And it was just kind of crazy that this episode comes out right when I need it. And I think that's really, really funny because it's the realization of the entire reason I have this podcast and what this podcast is about is we are navigating our lives together. And I love the realization that whether you're the same age as me, early 20s, or you're younger or you're older, our paths are aligning because we are listening to this episode together. And I think that is just divine timing. I think that is so amazing. And I know the universe made it so. And I love that. So the reason we do our Lucky Girl segments weekly is because I want to share my life with you guys. You know, having a bestie means I get to share my life with you guys. You guys get to share your life with me, and we all feel connected through this podcast. So I like just telling you guys what I go through. I feel like it's a way to also humanize me because you guys are hearing my voice all the time. But if you don't follow me on social media, you might not know what I look like. And I think it's a great way for me to kind of just dive into my life a little bit more, have you guys understand how I'm navigating it and how I'm able to help you guys navigate it just from what I'm going through. So the three Lucky Girl segments that we have every single week is going to be the weekly recap, where I tell you what I've been going through, the Lucky Girl obsessions, where I tell you what I am so obsessed with, because I also think that that is so girlhood, and I love, love, love talking to my friends about what we're obsessed with. And then the last one is probably the most important one for, in my opinion, and it is the What Has Made Me Feel Lucky segment. The reason we do that one is because gratitude is the beginning step of living your life as the luckiest version of yourself. We have to first be grateful for everything. So that's why I love that one. But let's go ahead and start with the weekly recap. Okay, guys, we're going to start on kind of a sad note for the weekly recap. If you guys are long-term listeners of the podcast, there is a name that I mention over and over and over again. In the 58 episodes that we have had, her name has probably been mentioned in 30 to 40 of them. And I'm talking about my best friend, Cassandra. She came into my life when I needed her most. You know, we had been kind of in the same friend group. We worked together and we were friends, but it was always kind of just like work friends. We didn't really like talk outside of work. And then I went through a really bad breakup around the same time she went through a really bad breakup. And we just found solace and peace in each other's arms. And we really, really bonded in that time. And we became best friends. Now that I can safely say that she's like my sister for life, and I love her, and I think that she's genuinely an amazing person, and I learned so much from her, and I value her so much, and I genuinely, genuinely like look up to her in many, many, many things. And one of the major things that I look up to her is her ambitions and her excitement for life. And the reason I am gushing about her is because she left the state and she moved. So now I don't have her near me, and it really sucks. And that's the beginning of the weekly recap, is this week she moved to a different state. She's starting a new life, and that type of ambition, like I said, is what I really look up to her the most. She texted me, she told me this, and I said, sad for me, but so happy for you. Genuinely so happy, because I know that wherever this leads her, this is a path she is meant to be on. And it's literally like, I don't think I've ever experienced it, because I'm the youngest sibling. So I've never really had anybody to like watch, make, like be proud of, I guess. And I'm proud of my siblings, of course, but Cassandra's also older than me, so I don't know why I feel like this. But I feel like kind of just like an older sister, or almost like a twin even, of just like watching her live her life and just like having stars in my eyes for her and being like, yeah, you deserve the happiness. Like, yeah, because I know everything that we went through together. And it's like, I know all of her secrets. I know all of, like, we know everything about each other. And it's like, I know all the hardships she's been through. And every time something good happens to her, no matter if I say it to her or I don't, or if I just am sitting back, I am always cheering for her success. And this big move for her and just starting a new chapter in her life, I literally like am in the background just being like, yes, yes, you deserve it. You deserve it. And I just feel like a very, very proud sister to her. And that was the beginning of my week for the last 2 weeks, is, you know, saying goodbye to her. She's going to come back and visit, of course, but, you know, it's different. You know, we move and it takes time to come back and visit. And it just makes me sad to think that we're not 30 minutes away from each other anymore. We're now a while. But it also made me really excited for her, and it made me realize how much I value her friendship. But it also made me very lonely to realize that, like, I don't have that person who I could just call and be like, let's go to the mall, or let's go get matcha, or like let's sit in our car for 3 hours and just talk. And like, it, that sucks, but you know, kind of womp womp and move on, as she would say, because I am so proud of her and she absolutely deserves this. I also have been on my game with early morning rises, and I have been on my game with waking up early. My work schedule had shifted from working later in the day to working midday. So if I wanted to stay disciplined in the gym, which I have, and I'm so proud of myself, if I wanted to stay disciplined and go to the gym 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, every single day, and keep my workout split intact, I had to start waking up much earlier than I'm used to. So I started waking up at 6:30 in the morning to get to the gym at 7:30, you know, work out from 7:30 to 8:30, then go about my day, get ready, and then go to work. And honestly, the first day I failed. I woke up at 6:30 and I was like, yeah, there is no way that I'm going to the gym. And I didn't go to the gym in the morning. I ended up going at night. But the point was, I woke up at 6:30 and I was actually journaling about this. I was like, I'm frustrated that I didn't go to the gym, but I'm proud of myself for staying awake at 6:30 and just kind of getting my body used to it. And then the next day, I woke up at 6:30 and I did go to the gym. And then for the past 3 weeks, I've been doing that from Monday through Friday, waking up at 6:30, going to the gym. And I realized how much I genuinely love the gym in the morning. Who would have thought that nobody's going to be at the gym in the morning? Who would have thought? Because not me. I am a strict 10:30 a.m. person. And there was this person that was in my life in like a long time ago. And he would always make fun of me for going to the gym at 10:30. He's like, that's the busiest time to go to the gym. And I was like, whatever, like early morning gym sessions suck, like blah, blah, blah. And here I am now, obsessed with early morning gym sessions. It also just wakes me up and makes me excited. I don't know if it's like psychological or not, but I also feel like I lift much heavier in the mornings than I do at like 10:30. And I actually kind of just think that that's psychological and I'm just boosting myself up. But I have been focusing on that. The last thing that I've been focusing on this week before we get into the next segments is the let it happen theory. You know, Mel Robbins has a let them theory. Gracie Abrams, one of my favorite singers, has the let it happen theory, I would say. And it comes from her song, I think it's Felt Good About You. I don't remember the title actually, but oh, just kidding. I'm pretty sure it's called Let It Happen. I'm almost positive it's called Let It Happen. I don't know. Let me check right now. But anyways, in the song, she's saying, just for you, I'd let it happen. And then in the background, she just keeps on repeating, whatever happens, I'm letting it. Whatever happens, I'm letting it. Whatever happens, I'm letting it. And I love that. It's called Let It Happen. I don't know what I was thinking. Anyways, she just keeps on saying, whatever happens, I'm letting it. And that was what I was going to take into 2025. And I still am taking into 2025. And I'm really proud of myself for keeping to this, of whenever I feel like something is happening that I want to control, but I can't control, or I'm going through, I wouldn't say a breakup, but I did go through something recently that was kind of tough for me. And I wanted to have control and I wanted to dig my claws in. And then I just kept reminding myself, whatever happens, I'm letting it. Take my claws off and start just genuinely letting it happen. And that was actually last week's episode, episode 57, Romanticizing the Ruins, is how to let everything fall apart in order to come back together. So I've been implementing that in my weekly recaps and like my, sorry, not my weekly recap, in my day to day. And I'm really proud of myself that it's able to be in my weekly recap that I could share that with you guys. But moving on to the next segment, this is the Lucky Girl Obsessions. I have two and I always try to get more than one because I love being obsessed with stuff and I really, really, really feel like I love things so deeply. I have an affinity for life, genuinely. I love living. I love being alive. I love finding things to be obsessed and in love with. And I think that's just something that I hope throughout this podcast, you guys can learn to be like that as well. And I don't think it's blind optimism. I think it's almost in spite optimism, you know, like We know there's hardship in the world. We know that life can suck sometimes. We know that our days can kind of be terrible. Like there are days that just suck, but it's an in spite optimism of being like, in spite of all that, I'm alive. And there's at least one thing to be grateful for, one thing that I'm obsessed with. So the first one that I am very obsessed with is audiobooks. I've talked about this. I'm pretty sure this has been an obsession before, but I have to bring it back because my big goal of 2025, one of my big goals, I have a couple. One of my big goals of 2025 is to read 25 books by the end of the year. Get it? 2025, 25 books. Because throughout the last, I would say 5 years since I graduated high school, I've read a couple books a year, but it wasn't anything as close to how much I would read as a teenager. And I understand that it's because I had much more time than I do now. And like as an adult, things kind of take up your time, but I didn't want that to stop me. And I was like, I will read 25 books and I don't care. It is happening. And now we are in early February. I've already read 5 books. I'm about to read a 6th and a 7th book because I'm reading 2 different books at once, which I know is crazy, but I love it. And audiobooks has helped so much with that. I am reading The Secret Circle Volume 3 right now. It's about witches. It's like the Vampire Diaries witch cousin book. It's so good. So if you like anything like that, that is actually like a YA fantasy novel. It is like young adult. It's a super easy read, but it's really enticing. It's really enjoyable. I'm also reading 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna Weiss. And one of my favorite books that I am reading right now is called Goodbye Perfect. I don't remember the author because I had bought this book just purely by the looks of it at Barnes & Noble. I was like, this looks good. And it's How to Stop People Pleasing. And I've been reading it at the gym. And honestly, things are clicking. And I'm like, okay, this is making a little bit more sense. I will post a picture of that book on the podcast Instagram, probably the stories, because I don't remember the author. But I want you guys to pick up this book because it's really, really good. Anyways, my second lucky girl obsession is the wonderful, wonderful weather we've been having in California. If you can't tell by my voice that I am joking because it has been so rainy in California, but that's wonderful weather to me. I genuinely love the weather. I love when it rains like this, and it's good rain too. Like we had a couple days where it was like misty rain, which I hate because it just gets in my hair and it gets like under your umbrella, so it's like there's no losing it. But we've had a couple days of just actual downpour rain, which California desperately needed, and I'm very happy, and my plants are so happy, and you know, I feel like a little plant. I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I needed. But anyways, moving on to the last lucky girl segment before we hop into this great episode. I'm so excited for this. It is the What Has Made Me Feel Lucky segment. The reason I love this so much is, I've already said this, but once again, it's like, I like finding things to be grateful for. That is kind of my MO in life, that whenever I make friends, I'm always like, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? And I bug them because I want people to start finding gratitude in like little things and just finding that positive spin on life. So for me, what I feel most lucky to have is positive goal progress. I've been talking about my gym progress a lot on the podcast, but that is because I'm so proud of myself. And I've worked so, so, so hard to get to this point where I'm seeing positive progress and I'm devoted to it and I love it and it's an actual passion of mine. I think that is so amazing. But with that being said, with my discipline and devotion, I am also very, very proud of myself for staying disciplined in my rest days as well. And that is something that I have never done, is honor and value rest and relaxation. And that is the perfect segue into this episode. I would like to welcome you to episode 58, The Art of Rest and Relaxation. Alrighty, lucky girls. So the start of this episode, I wanted to give you guys a quote to take with you. This is a quote by Banksy, who's an artist. He says, "When you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit." And simple enough, right? Learn to rest, not to quit. I thought I had that covered. I thought I had that down. It wasn't until I really looked at the progress and, or I guess lack thereof, that I was making, for me to realize that I'm gonna say it out loud, I am a quitter. I am a quitter, because I would find a passion for something. I would be so excited to start this passion. I would dive 10 toes deep into this passion. I would be so excited to start this. And then I would hit a fatigue and I would be like, okay, this is not for me. And I would move on. And I've done this in every role I've ever had in my life, except for the podcast and content creating, every role I've ever had. And I don't know if this is going to come off as bad, because honestly, I'm moving on from this, but I have never held a job or a role in a job for more than a year. Now, the company I work with now, I've been working there for 3 years, but I've not had the same role for over a year in the company because I hit fatigues and I give up. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I was at this point with the, you know, with the job I have right now in the company that I have, where I hit a fatigue, like literally last month into this month, I hit a fatigue and I was like, what if I just change roles? Like, what if I quit? Or what if I do something else? And this is the first time in my life that I was like, okay, take a step back, maybe not quit, maybe not switch roles because you love it there. Maybe it's time to rest and relax and learn to rest instead of quit. So I am getting over being a quitter and I am working on really, really, really valuing my rest time and not quitting when I feel fatigued, but giving into my body and listening and being like, okay, well, I need rest. And I took a couple days off and I really looked in, like, inward, and I did some introspection and I was like, do I love this job? Yes. Am I frustrated with it right now? Yes. Am I frustrated with it because I hate the job? No. If I stay at this job, will I be happy? Yes. So I realized, okay, I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to rest. And this brings us into the beginning of this episode, which is the very first question: is resting a waste of time? I know throughout social media and grind culture, they always say, like, no days off, right? You got to keep going, keep grinding. If you want to be, like, there has been tens of thousands of podcast episodes that I have heard that's like, if you want to live your dream life, if you want to get to where you want to be, you can't rest. You can't stop. You have to keep going, keep going, keep going. And I honestly understand why they're saying it, but I think they're wording it wrong. I think they're just saying, don't quit. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to take a week off. You're allowed to recoup. You are absolutely allowed to be gentle with your body, because that is what is going to get us to our dream lives, is being gentle and listening. Because if you are just go, 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 I promise you, you are not listening to your body, because you're not stopping to assess it, you know, taking your deep breaths, doing your meditation, journaling. If you just think you have to go, 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 you're not valuing your body and your mind the way you should be. So to begin this episode, I think it is time to break down grind culture and how to really, really show why it's not the move anymore. So to begin with, if you are a female listener, which I know my demographic is, I think, like 95% women, which slay, love the 5% men. I see you. I'm here for you. I hope this helps you as well. But I wanted to talk about the female clock and the female cycle and how the world was always rigged against us. So the female clock is 28 days and it starts with, you know, your menstrual cycle. This is what the female clock is. You start on your menstrual cycle, you get to your follicular phase, then your ovulatory phase, and then your luteal phase. And then it goes all over again. Women are built to run on a 28-day clock. men are built to run on a 24-hour clock. So that is why the world is sometimes feels like it's rigged against us, because everything is set to be in a man's clock. And the reason it's so much easier for men to be like, rise and grind, like, gotta keep going, is because their clocks are different than ours. Their fatigue windows are much shorter than ours. We have an entire phase within the 28-day period. It's called the luteal phase, where our energy is so low. And I'm actually in my luteal phase right now, and I'm taking it easy. I'm still, you know, pushing myself, but I'm listening to my body and resting the way I should, and also eating the way I want. And like, when you're in your luteal phase is when you crave the most things that like normally you wouldn't crave. So I've been craving sweets, and more specifically like chocolate. And the reason I was craving it is because I needed more magnesium in my diet. And it's my body telling me you need X, Y, and Z. You know, if you're craving like protein, you need more protein in your diet. Listen to what you are craving. Listen to your body and really dive deep into this female clock. And I am not incredibly well versed. I will do more research, I promise. And I'll probably do a whole episode on this, because I do think that this is a very, very important topic to learn. But let this be kind of like a safe space for you, and let this be like, oh, okay, this makes sense in understanding why we are the way we are, why when we feel like resting, we should listen to it. I highly recommend to start cycle tracking and track when you're on your period, track when you're on your luteal phase. And there's so many great apps. I highly recommend the 28. It's called 28. The 28 app. It tells you where you're at. You know, when I first downloaded it years ago, there was no subscriptions. Like, I had access to everything. Now there are subscriptions that you can like buy. I don't. I use the free version. But there is some things that I miss out on. However, it tells you the basics. It tells you what phase you're in. It tells you how your body will be feeling and how your emotions will be feeling. And I've learned a lot through there. But I promise I will keep learning, and I will get back to you on that a little more thoroughly, because I do want this to be kind of something that we are all knowledgeable on. Moving on though, I thought this is so funny when I wrote this. I want to begin implementing this, and I hope you do too, of clocking out instead of crashing out. So clocking out makes me think of work, right? Like, you're done work, you clock out. When you feel like your job is done, you clock out. Instead, if you don't clock out and you just keep working, even though you feel like your job is done, you feel like you've done everything, but you keep working, eventually you're gonna crash out. And either one, you're gonna get a break. But sometimes that break is gonna hurt a lot worse when you crash out. So it is time for us to learn to clock out. You know, maybe we feel like we have a little bit more energy in us, but we are feeling really fatigued, and we're like, okay, it's time. We all know when it's time to go. So I want you to take a deep breath, clock out, take time for yourself, and you'll feel more energized like further down, instead of feeling like, no, I can't stop. There can't be any breaks. I have to go. And then you crash out, and then there's going to be a break. It's going to be a worse break than if you clock out. Moving in to something that I really wanted to talk about, it is the lazy versus resting that I really wanted to dive into, because I feel like when I was writing this episode, I was like, well, how do I know that it's my body and it's not just my mind? How do I know that I'm not running away from myself and being like, oh no, my body is telling me to rest? How do I know that? And I was really thinking about it, and I was like, well, the truth is, it is hiding versus valuing. And that is self-sabotage, hiding from your goals, thinking you're not good enough for them, thinking you won't achieve them. That is when we give up, that is when we quit, versus self-awareness, which is valuing, which is listening to your body and knowing, I am capable of this, and I will continue to be capable of this. But right now, I need a moment. Right now, I need a break, and I will get back onto it as soon as I feel capable, as soon as I feel, you know, renewed with this capability. You never lose the capability, right? In that resting period, you could get up there right then and do what you wanted to do your goal. However, take the time and then get back to your capability, which I think is very, very nice. I also wanted to dive into masculine versus feminine energy. So for this, there are two sides in every person's soul, masculine and feminine. And every single person has a masculine and feminine energy. And, you know, some people are more masculine dominant, some people are more feminine dominant. But I was doing my research for this episode and I was really intrigued by this energy and how to balance this energy. And I first want to tell you what masculine and feminine energy is. So masculine energy is the stable, focused, and persistent part of you. So masculine energy is this provider, right? And it is genuinely, and I did my research on this, it is this stable, like, goal setter. Like, this is how you achieve your goal, is like grinding and going and going. And this is the masculine energy, you know, this is the energy that we take with us to jobs to move up. Now, moving on to feminine energy. Feminine energy is flowing, emotional, and soft. And, you know, when I was first learning about this energy, the feminist in me was kind of a little bit upset. I was like, why is feminine energy way lower than masculine energy? And masculine energy, as it was saying in all these articles, is how you get the job done. But feminine energy is like when you take breaks. I was like, okay, like, first of all, I feel like I do so much with my feminine energy and that's how I'm successful. And then it clicked in my head. My feminine energy does come from when I listen to my body and I listen to my emotions. Then I am able to keep it in tune with my masculine energy that is like stern and setting these goals. And the reason I'm like, my feminine energy is so powerful is because I'm listening to myself. So this stability that I get from this masculine energy of setting goals pairs well with the feminine energy that I have of it flowing. And everything that I do, all the goals that I achieve and I set out for are so laced with my feminine energy. You know, one really big goal for me is, you know, I want this podcast to be major. I want this podcast to make, you know, reach so many people's headphones. And I want this to be a very big podcast that everybody knows and is so laced with my feminine energy, because how am I going to get there? Sure, masculine energy, setting goals. Feminine energy is the main source of how I'm going to get there, is by sharing my emotions with you guys, sharing my mind with you guys. So yes, the goals that I'm setting is masculine, like setting goals, I guess, is masculine, but the feminine energy is what is guiding me. And you have to find a balance of both. So masculine energy, go, go, go. Feminine energy, flowing and listening. And that is where the downfall of the grind culture really digs in, because I do think that grind culture was made by men and it didn't take into account the female clock, as we were talking about, or the feminine energy that is needed to sustain this. So yeah, sure, if you grind, sure, you'll get to your goals, but how long are you going to persevere in that goal? How long is that goal going to be achievable and attainable? Sure, you might get to it then, but you're going to crash out. Instead of crashing out, it's time to clock out and listen to our feminine energy and flow and be soft and listen to our emotions. After I wrote out the outline for this episode, I had a little picnic date with myself, and I was thinking about my feminine energy, and I was thinking about how I've been balanced, or rather imbalanced, in my masculine versus feminine energy, and that's why I felt like I was crashing out, because I was like, I have been so focused on my goals and getting there that I have been so rooted in my masculine energy, I forgot to nurture my feminine energy. So I started flowing. I started listening to my emotions. I started taking breaks when I needed breaks. I started, you know, being once again more devoted than I am disciplined. You know, discipline is great. It's good to stay disciplined. But I would rather be devoted, do it because I love it, do it because I genuinely think it'll change my life. So the grind mindset is masculine energy. The gentle mindset is feminine energy. And that moves us into the truth behind rest and relaxation. And that is, creativity feeds from gentleness. It is the fuel for creativity when you are gentle, when you're resting, when, you know, your life isn't chaotic, when it's not go, 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 when you don't have a million things to think about, when you're just still with yourself, you're attuned to the universe, you are listening to what it has to say to you. That is when creativity flows, and that is when your goals become success stories. So I want you to really, really take the time with this and sit with this. And know the slower you go, the freer your mind is. I want to end this episode out by saying all good thoughts come when you're not looking for it. You know, when you look for life, life comes to you. When you let it be gentle and you just, once again, what we were talking about in the weekly recap, whatever happens, I'm letting it flow, like tune into your feminine energy, and you don't look for success, and you're not like, I have to get to this, like I have to get to this goal, and you think you have this rigid plan to get to this goal. Instead, maybe it's time to start flowing. Whatever happens, I'm letting it. I will get to this goal. And it's, you know, the art of manifestation. It's like, I will get to this goal eventually, but I don't need to know the roadmap. I trust in the universe. I trust that if I balance my masculine and feminine energy, that I will get there exactly how I am supposed to get there. And with that being said, that is the end of this episode. I want to remind you that resting and relaxing and listening to your body and taking time for yourself makes you much, much stronger than you could have ever thought. And this is your sign to rest, to listen to your body, to take time, and to genuinely, genuinely, genuinely value the presence of where you are at, where your feet are at. Pay attention to your body. I love you guys so much. I really hope that you guys took something from this episode. Make sure you are leaving a 5-star rate and review. I also want to tell you guys that I learned about this recently and I thought it was so cool. You guys can post the podcast Instagram on your stories, right? We've known that. But you can actually post snippets of the podcast. So I want you to go back of this episode, kind of try to find out what exactly you liked that I talked about. There's transcripts on Apple Podcasts, if you kind of just want to read through it instead of listening to my voice all over again on this long episode. But I want you guys to go back and I want you guys to post snippets of the podcast on your Instagram, what you took from this, what you loved most about it. Share with your friends. This is your duty as a good friend to help them become the best versions of themselves and remind them that resting is okay. I will see you next Sunday with a brand new episode. I hope you have the best week of your life, and remember to always, always, always stay lucky.